I believe we're back.
We are indeed back, as I bang the microphone with my big head.
I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave.
And in the studio with us, we have Jeff Carithers. Good to see you this morning, Jeff.
Morning, guys.
And he's got a nice toy.
Oh, does he ever. For all of you iPhone geeks out there, such as myself, he's got an app that you want to check out. Jeff, let's talk about your new app.
Yeah, it's a great little app. We just got it launched Wednesday up here at Oshkosh. The Apple gods were kind to us. It's a very easy to use app to find FBO and their fuel prices.
Aha.
Anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the USA.
Wow. This technology is just amazing me.
Scary.
No more. Hold on.
That's Aeroshell, I'll bet you.
Yep.
And away they go. Have fun, guys.
It's beautiful, no matter how many times you see it.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been flying their wings off all week, and it's just fabulous.
Well, they obviously haven't succeeded because they still have their wings on.
Yeah, but they're trying. And last night, they did real good, too.
They did do good. Anyway.
So back to the iPhone app here. This gives you fuel prices anywhere across the continental United States?
That's correct. Search any airport ID or by city and state. Then you have a couple of questions you can answer to kind of narrow it down up to a 100-mile radius, self or full service, public, private airports, area's best fuel price, distance from the original airport you search for.
And probably whether or not they accept credit cards.
Well, maybe. Do you list hours of operation of the FBOs or anything like that?
Version 1.1 will be having that on there. Right now, I think my programmers forgot how to be pilots.
Oops. I hate when that happens.
Don't worry, they'll remember.
Or you'll teach them. Look, you better get this app right or I'll teach you to fly.
No. Just make them night pilots, and they'll really appreciate the significance of that.
When it gives you back your answer, it'll give you the a list of airports, and you'll be able to basically tap on each one, and it's going to return the last time it was updated from the FBO. That's what makes us different than anybody else, is that our FBOs are in partnership with us, and one of the parts of the agreement is that they have to update within every 30 days. So we're going to have probably the most accurate fuel prices on the Internet, on the App Store, just about anywhere.
Well, now, one thing to bear in mind is the fact that according to the FCC rules and regulations, you've got to have your cell phone turned off when you're in flight. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Now, at this point, the app will not run on airplane mode.
Okay.
But we're on our way to getting that done to where, you know, if you are in the air, you can have it on airplane mode and still be able to search. So you'll be able to, use it in the air. Next version.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the intro, come check me out version, and you're obviously going to refine and update this as time goes by.
That's right. This was Oshkosh is coming, and let's get this thing ready to rock and roll.
There you go.
I want the version that says, okay, I like that one, tap, and it updates my GPS navigation system.
Bluetooth link to the GPS.
There you go.
Don't laugh. It could happen.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is.
And then I can go
Bluetooth.
Back to sleep while the airplane flies itself over there.
Right. No. To the FAA guys, please don't ignore my brother.
You did not hear that.
You didn't hear la la la.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great idea. How did you come up with it?
Well, we've been GlobalAir.com has been in business for 15 years, and we have been working with airport information for quite some time. Our original unit that we talked about last year, MaxTrax, was a fuel route mapping system.
Mm-hmm.
That runs, just straight from the Internet. And we had more and more people say, well, we don't need something quite robust. Can we get something a little lighter? And, of course, the iPad and iPhone revolution started, and, boy, what a perfect platform. We just kind of converted a few things, made a few things a little simpler, and here we are with the FBO fuel price.
I was going to say, the timing was right, especially with the introduction of the iPad. A lot of pilots are flying with those things.
Oh, it looks absolutely beautiful in an iPad. One of the last things you can get is, once you get, the final screen is going to give you the telephone number, whether it has ramp fees, again, the price, the Unicom or Airing. And then you can also get the actual airport information via a web browser off the unit. So it's a GlobalAir.com light.
That function's not going to take the place of an approach plate, but at least it'll give you a basic idea of what's going on.
Well, really, if you can get approach plates from clicking on the airport information icon.
Really? Oh, man.
And you'll be able to look at
your
approach plates.
You don't have to carry all that stuff with you anymore.
That's correct.
That's incredible right there.
Now, we're not trying to be in competition with companies like, you know, ForeFlight or other companies like that who are much more robust and have a lot more material to it. This is just a quick, dirty, find your fuel prices, and if you need more airport information, it's there for you.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. It just goes to show you can do more with your iPhone than just play Angry Birds.
Speaking of that, will you be releasing other versions for phones other than, gasp, the iPhone?
At this point, we're just testing the waters. This is our first app, and we want to see how this does. But our plans are, of course, to add on as we go.
Well, you know, pilots are always fond of free stuff. Is there a charge for this application?
I didn't quite make the free mark, but we did get it down low enough to where every single pilot should be able to afford this, without a doubt. $3.99, one-time fee, no application, no subscription cost, just one time.
Cheap, such a deal.
That's less than a gallon of gas.
That's way less than a gallon of gas.
So you, on one flight, you've paid for it.
Oh, I'll guarantee it. If you can't find a better fuel price than where you're going, you might not want to be flying.
Well, fuel prices obviously are a major concern to pilots, and we're always looking for cheaper gas. And this could be a good way of finding it.
I think in today's world, you have a lot of new equipment to make your flying better and easier and more efficient. But it still comes down that, you know, airplanes cost. And the way fuel is today in this world and time, in my view, fuel prices is really the biggest thing about flying an airplane now. It used to be, you know, 6-7 years ago that fuel costs were maybe a quarter of your budget. Now it's well over 50% of your budget.
Absolutely.
So you have to make your flying count.
Absolutely.
Have you been getting a lot of interest from the FBOs that want to join and sign up and become part of the network?
Right now, we already have over 2,100 FBOs reporting. And again, that's kind of what makes us different. There's several other companies out there that will have a lot of FBOs, but they're not current. They don't keep the prices updated, whereas ours are, you're guaranteed to have within 30 days.
Right, and that, yeah. Information isn't worth anything if it isn't fresh.
Exactly. And gasoline prices are going up and down ridiculous amounts these days. So, you know, as an aviator, it's always important to try to get as cheap fuel as you can because, like you said, half of your budget is fuel. The other half are those blasted hamburgers you keep flying to go
chasing.
Yeah.
I think it's up to the $200 hamburger now.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
Are you going to do an app with hamburger prices on it? I mean, it's obvious.
Actually, since you ask, on globalair.com and through the iPhone when you're going to the airport information, looking at a particular airport, we do have an icon for the $100 hamburger.
All right.
Jeez, there you go.
So at least we know where the food is. I was going to say, the next one will be when you, it'll have an icon for the EAA chapter breakfast, those famous pancake breakfasts.
Well, since you ask, on globalair.com, we have an aviation events calendar, and guess what's on there?
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Got to start checking it out.
There you go.
As you can tell, globalair.com is a very, very large aviation information resource. Okay. We've been doing it for 15 years and just keep adding on and adding on.
So you got to jump on everybody else.
We're pretty far ahead.
Yeah. And we go to globalair.com to find out more about this and also to download the iPhone app? Or
Actually, you can go to fbofuelprices.com if you want to see some information online. Or if you're on the App Store, you just go look up FBO Fuel Prices. It's just that easy.
Just that easy. This technology has made everything just that easy. Except affording the airplane.
But exactly.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
It's been amazing what we've been, we've only had it live now for, you know, basically 4 days. And just the response that we've been getting at our booth doing demos, we've done well over 500 demos, easy. And just everybody is just attracted to it.
Yeah, it's easy, simple, and it's right there in your pocket.
I play the KISS rule.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. There are too many things that are way too complicated these days, and the KISS principle seems to work better now than ever before.
Well, that, and again, that's why we made this particular unit. We could have gone into more robust and more important things, been more competition to some of the bigger guys, but we thought that with the way cost of everything is nowadays, why not just make something so simple, very cheap, and they can, you know, anybody can use it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the great thing about it, the fact that anybody can use it. I remember in the early days of computers, you had to be a guru to figure this stuff out. And then, of course, you know,
do you, are you planning on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to run over you anyway.
You would.
Because we're running out of time.
I
but
see that.
Real quick, are you going to update the app, or are there any plans to update the app to respond to the GPS location of the phone and give you the nearest fuel prices in the area?
We've looked at doing that. I just, again, when you're in the airplane mode up in the air,
right.
I don't want to try to push that. But then again, we check out the regs and see how things start moving, you know, in the future. And once they're releasing that, then absolutely.
Very good.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We find out more at globalair.com.
And Jeff Carithers, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you stopping by. It's a definitely a very interesting app, and I believe it's one that's going to be very helpful for pilots, especially guys flying warbirds. Talk about users of gas. There you go.
Thank you, fellas. Really appreciate your time, and you guys do a great job.
Oh, God. Thanks for inflating our heads.
Yeah, really. Now we'll never get out through the door. Thanks.
All right.
I'm Fast Eddie.
This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to Hot Start on EAA Radio.